Tech America Foundation spokesman Dan Hanemeyer says the government's budget crunch means technology contractors will have to stay on their toes.
You got to work harder to keep your program sold. You're going to have to keep your quality up. You're going to have to do other things that you hadn't done in the past to encourage the customer to continue to want to invest in your individual programs, rather than look to find bill payers out of those programs.
Hanemeyer was describing the outlook for defense-related IT in particular. But his words could apply to any tech company seeking government business. Civilian agencies will spend about $43 billion in IT in fiscal year 2012. Tech America predicts that amount will rise just 2% in 5 years. Defense IT spending, now at $38.4 billion, will rise 0.2%. The industry group arrived at that number after talking with federal executives, congressional staff, and outside experts. Agencies that are spending are doing so on their must-haves.
Almost all the systems, all the increases are being driven by mission requirements.
That's Tech America spokesperson Robert Haas. He says the year-old Affordable Care Act requires that the Treasury Department do certain things.
The IRS needs some systems to track whether or not you're compliant with the Affordable Care Act. And so there's a system there. In addition to that, Treasury also is seeing some new systems requirements from the Financial Reform Act that was put into place earlier this year. And the result of that is more risk management types of oversight activities, and they need substantial IT infrastructure to support that. They're reviewing the systems, whether or not they can modify existing systems to accomplish that, or whether or not they need full IT systems. In either case, there's going to be some requirement to spend some effort around serving those needs.
Haas says three other agencies are also beating the downward trend. The Department of Health and Human Services, USDA, and the Justice Department are increasing their IT spending to meet regulatory or public safety requirements. But Haas says the agencies surveyed are forgoing the side dishes to focus on the main course.
They were strictly focused on their accomplishing their mission. They, when it came to back office systems, there wasn't a tremendous amount of appetite for new systems. They talked about consolidation of those systems, such as the email. We talked a little bit about that. File sharing was another one. And they also spoke about the consolidation examples around GIS as an example.
That's geospatial information systems. And since agencies will either have the same amount or less money to spend on IT, they're scouring their budgets for ways to eke out tech dollars. For example, the Interior Department is consolidating its IT and restructuring its technology staff to save about $100 million a year. That money will go back into its IT budget. Haas says other agencies are watching.
In previous years and in previous situations, without a major exception usually, the common approach was that if you saved money at an agency, that money went back to the Treasury. So it wasn't, the incentives weren't aligned for you to necessarily save a lot of money and reinvest it. What they're doing is they're changing that and enabling Department of Interior example, an opportunity for the agency to take that money, reinvest it, and align it with their overall agency and mission objectives.
The Army, he says, already is adapting the self-funding approach. Other ways agencies are doing as much as they can with less, Haas says they're combining contracts to get the best price, looking at task order contracts and shorter contract periods.
They figure that there is less risk in a shorter time frame, and that's been borne out not just in the government but in commercial industry as well. They're also looking at the techniques where they partner with the contractor, whether it's developing a prototype to de-risk the final solution early on, or to have reset points throughout where they make decisions on a go-no-go basis.
If all of that doesn't sound good to vendors, Tech America survey did find some silver linings. Agencies may spend money on cloud computing, consolidation initiatives, and other technology that can save them money in the long run. And while they're not looking to give every employee a new iPhone, the government will spend money on mobile devices that help it achieve its mission. For example, Haas says the Army
is really looking hard at mobile devices as a way of enabling situational awareness in the field. Again, maybe the caveat to these mobile devices is that they're tied to the accomplishment of the agency-specific mission and improving overall results. And that, I think, starts to become more of a litmus test.
And, of course, all that mobility carries security risks. Tech America says cybersecurity will continue to be a major issue. So what's the takeaway for the industry group's members, like software giants IBM and Dell? The group's research suggests that even these longtime contractors may face big-time competition from the likes of Amazon and Google in emerging tech fields. So to succeed, the Tech America team is telling its members, be nimble, be green, and affordable. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.